This is KCAST, the Cayman Islands podcast, and this week we talk to Ratskin. They are celebrating 40 years of rockin' the rock, and they're celebrating with a big show tonight, free, May 17th at Havana Club. Guys, introduce yourselves.
Yeah, I'm Zach Averill.
Mark McTaggart.
Dwight Merritt,
and you guys,
guitarist in the band.
You guys are Ratskin. It's good to have you guys in here.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, man. Okay, 4 years, boys.
Yeah, it's been. It doesn't seem like it, but we're looking forward to the next 400.
That's it. And I'll tell you what, man. I remember because I got here 2007, and I remember you guys playing. I think you guys played a show, maybe a bed. Was it bed then?
Yep.
Yeah, right. And you were down before they extended that bar at TI all the way back. There was like a step down kind of a lounge, and you guys were playing over there. I think that may have been one of the last times I saw you guys play.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was back in, that was between like 2006 to 2008.
Right. And when was the last time you guys played together? You did a reunion not that long ago, didn't you?
In May 2013.
2013, okay.
Pretty much exactly 6 years ago.
Right. So you guys are playing a show tomorrow or Friday night at Havana Club. It's free for anybody who wants to come and play or come and see you guys. What time does it start?
Starts at 9, but we're actually, we call it 8 o'clock, so nice. People get there a bit early, and then we'll go on at 9.
So you guys are celebrating 40 years. Tell me about how this whole thing started.
me and Dwight and David, Big D, Arch, Dwight Marin, me, Mark McTaggart, and David Arch, we started, we were kids, and got together in my bedroom, basically, in Crewe Road. 1979. We were in ninth grade.
Yep. Ninth grade. Okay.
Triple C. I said probably toward end of the year or something. And we knew a few Ramones songs, so we started clunking them out on a old acoustic guitar, and I had a drum set up, and then we figured this could go somewhere. Right. So Dwight and Big D bought guitars, real guitars with amps, and we plugged them in and haven't looked back.
And you guys were off. Yep. So I mean, were you guys one of the first rock bands then on the island? I mean, you had to have been.
Yeah, we were. I'd say as far as I can remember.
Right.
But we started out playing in and we all lived in close proximity of each other.
Yeah.
In Crewe Road, and Mark had a set of drums at his house, and so me and David would go over and we would hang out, and then Mark had a few Kiss albums, so okay. He introduced us to Kiss. So naturally, some of the songs that we learned initially were Kiss songs, and then we started to branch out into the Ramones and the Eagles and other bands that the Billy Idol and that type of stuff from then. So and stuff that we liked, and we figured out we could actually play a few of the songs, we just kept on going.
What was it like? I guess you guys kind of maybe came into your own during the 80s, right? And you guys are young men. What was that like playing rock down here in the 80s? I mean, were there any other acts like you guys, or was anybody banging drums and screaming?
We actually, to be fair, we actually had a couple of friends that were in another band. Was it?
Trying to remember. No one can remember.
Eclipse, I think they were good. Yeah, big plug out to Eclipse.
Okay.
But other than that, it was just pretty much us and everybody, all the live bands down there just pretty much did reggae, soca and stuff.
Yeah, right.
Which we loved, and we actually did a few
Yeah.
To even a pot up a little bit.
Sure.
But we were just, we totally were into the rock thing, and we decided just to do that mainly. And we got a couple of opening spots for some local bands down here at the old Galleon Beach Hotel.
Okay.
Lenny Lloyd and the Diamonds, I think.
Nice.
The Justice Brother bands. We're talking, 82, 83.
Yeah.
And we're the rock boys on the block.
Tell me some of the venues you guys played at back in the day. Like, where was some of the gigs you guys used to play?
Well, we used to play at the Galleon Beach Hotel, which is where all the live music used to take place. And as Mark mentioned, a very influential band at the time that was here from Nashville, Tennessee, called the Justice Brothers Band. They were awesome, sort of southern rock country band. And they were amazing. And so they coached us a bit and let us play on one or two of their nights.
Yeah.
And they were just amazing musicians and very, very professional. So, they were a huge influence, certainly on me, and their guitar player was. I mean, when I saw him play, I was like, "Man, that's pretty
what
cool."
I wanted to, yeah, right on.
So, Galleon, and then it was Holiday Inn. We would play there from time to time, and then just in a sort of and where else that would have us. So, from Bodentown, we played in a place called the it's over the Edge now.
Yeah.
In Northside, but there was a spot there called the Edge at one time, which unfortunately got destroyed during Hurricane Ivan.
Yeah.
But I remember playing there at one point as well. And so, yeah, just we played for the high school prom once, and at Grand Ole House. We played at the Wharf, where the Wharf is, at a place called the Racket Club, which is where the government administration building is now.
Okay, all right.
So, yeah, it's been a few, if we had a tour bus, we could probably do a tour in about 2 hours.
That's it, exactly. Now, Zach, when did you come in with the guys?
Oh, well, I originally came to Ireland in 99, summer 99, and I was in the dive industry, and we, of course, had all of our nights that we'd all party together, and I don't know how exactly I found out about them. It was a friend of mine had told them, you got to go see this band out at Legends, and I'd never been there before on Tuesday nights, and I go and I see these guys, and it is full on. That's when Tony Allenbrand was singing with him, who regrettably can't be here with us. Breathing fire, and there's Mark's fire drum solo going on.
Full like Tommy Lee then.
Huh? Oh yeah, yeah. Smoke Machines, AC/DC to a T, and right. I was just, who are these guys?
Yeah.
And I don't know. It just became a regular Tuesday thing. I mean, I never missed one for a year and a half. I think I just came out and saw you guys play all the time. And then I started playing in my first band ever on Ireland. It was acoustic trio called Soulfish that we played at Bed Restaurant.
Bed, yeah, sure.
Yeah. And
wait, the original Bed or Bed?
The original one.
Gotcha. Which is where, now, what's there now? I can't even think now.
I don't think there's anything.
There's nothing. There's around like a road there now.
Yeah.
That's where like the gym used to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so then I'd see, I think it was Mark that I first saw came out. They had a some kind of anniversary party. And I saw him rocking out in the back there. And I'm not sure exactly when Tony left, but I was working at for Cayman Diver in the Grand Caymanian Resort.
Yeah.
And one day I'm in the shop and I get a phone call from Dwight. And I actually wanted to clear this up. How did you find out that I was working there? You're stalking me or something. Right?
Okay, mine is very small.
Yeah.
Right, okay, go. Right.
And he asked me if I wanted to try being the lead singer for Ratskin.
Crazy.
And I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Number one, my wife, then girlfriend at the time, was actually sitting at the pool after I got off the phone with him. I literally ran out there bouncing and told her that Ratskin wants me to perform with him.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
You're like the Adam Lambert of
Cayman
Islands. You got picked up by Queen. You were rocking with Ratskin. That's amazing, man. That's a great story. I mean, like I said, I remember you guys were just kind of winding down as I was getting here, but I remember it was you guys, Suckerbox, Mark, who you're playing with now. I mean, how great he's heading over to play at Kaboo. It's amazing. Where did Ratskin come from? It just has a good ring to it. And I never really thought about it. How did you guys come up with that name?
I guess I'll take that one. Actually, it was a nickname that I had that my older brother and his friends called me. I can't remember how they came up with it, but they used to call me Ratskin when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
So when Mark and David and I were, this later on in the 90s, we were deciding to, because we had several names as we went through the years. And back in 1992, when we were sort of getting back together, and we said, what are we going to call the band? And I think Mark suggested, well, maybe we should call it Big D and name it after David. And then I went away on vacation. I came back, and we pretty much agreed we would call the band Big D.
That's actually a really good name.
Yeah. So anyway, long story short, then Mark said, Big D, he wasn't very happy with it. He said, we should point it back at Dwight and call it Ratskin. And I said, well, hey, man, that's cool with me. So there we go.
There you go. That's amazing. Yeah. What's the other story, though? Is there another story there?
That's pretty much it. That's pretty much it.
Nice. All right, so tell me about tomorrow night. So you guys, first, when was the last time you guys played together?
2013. Yep.
So it's been a minute. Are you guys doing any warming up, or are you just going right at it?
We've been rehearsing for months.
Oh, really?
Me, Dwight, and Big D have,
Gotcha.
Three of us. And then Zach just got here last week.
Nice.
And we just kind of put the finishing touches on with him when he got here. And so we're golden.
Going to be a good show. What time are you guys on?
Yeah, we're on at 9 p.m. 9 o'clock, okay. But you know, we've kind of said 8 o'clock to, you know, get people in the door, yeah, and sure. Then we start at 9.
Could is this going to be a one-off, or may we see some more rat skin in the future? What do you think?
Absolutely.
We'll see how the show goes.
Yeah. Maybe we need to come out of the closet now and again. So for sure.
You know, what about, you know, I know because a lot of people, you guys are kind of like a badge of, you know, you've been here long enough, you know these guys. Can we find your music anywhere online? Have you guys got it up? Can people download it?
We never did that. We recorded a little demo back in 99. Had a few songs and Z pushed it for us really heavy when it first came out.
I'm just going through our system. We still have this rock in our system.
So. Oh, wow. that's even older.
Is that one of the older?
That's even older. That's what we're talking about in 92, 93 there.
Wow.
Anyway, but we might work on that if we decide to keep the old dog going. Right. So, or the old rat.
Right. And Mr. Zach, how much longer are you down for, man?
Leave the night after the gig, on Saturday.
That's it, huh?
Yeah,
sounds like the grand finale.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, not the early flight, fortunately.
That's good. No. Right.
It's got things to do.
That's yeah.
well, guys, I gotta say, you look great. All of your hair is holding up fantastic after 4 years of rock and roll. It's gonna be really exciting to see you guys play when is it? Friday night.
Friday.
Yeah.
Friday.
Yeah, tomorrow night. Yep.
Well, break a leg, boys. Anything else we want to plug? Zach, what are you doing back home? Anything?
I'm,
projects?
Yeah, I'm with a band back in Colorado called Echo Monday. Yeah.
You're just outside of Aspen, yeah?
Yeah. Okay, Glenwood Springs. We played all throughout the valley, Aspen, Snowmass, and beyond.
Fantastic, man.
Yeah.
Mark, tell me about Sucker Box. How you guys do a fundraising? I know you guys are making some push.
Reno's handling that. Haven't heard anything yet, but okay. You'll be hearing good. Pretty soon. Good. So yeah, we're looking forward to that.
How exciting, man!
Hell yeah!
Mr. Dwight, what's happening with you, Rockstar? Are you playing around anyway? What else are you working on these days?
Well, just doing this this project that we're working on right now for Ratskin, and you know, that's pretty much it for me. I'm pretty busy with my career in the financial industry, but this has always been a hobby, and. So anytime there's an opportunity, then naturally we're going to gravitate.
That's awesome.
So,
guys, it's great to finally have you in here. Break a leg. Congratulations on 4 years.
Thank you, Jason.
It's quite amazing.
Thank you.